The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to.
Release Fright
is
Shy.
Wow. You Betty.
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one. I see two. I see Joe stuffing his face with Pepperidge Farm. Wait, Roger, what are you doing in here?
Oh, Betty, you lovable blueberry tart. Oh, sweet round blue ball of energy. Beseech me. Make me whole and part of your circuitry. Forget the fact I have loose bowels and accept me for who I am.
Oh, wow.
Besides, I want to show you all that my love and depths of expression. If it will make you happy, we can shit together when we're at the public.
Oh my god!
Would not it be grand to stand over the salad buffet?
Good lord, what the hell?
Oh, Betty, just work with me. We both have crazy personalities for each other. Won't you please shit with me?
Oh my god.
Roger, oh my god. Shut up. I will deal with you later. On with the show, guys.
I don't even know if I can take ownership of this show. Hey everyone, it's Anthony in Sealand.
Hey everybody, it's Joe. And I'm currently living the Florida lifestyle in the land of Lincoln.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 126 of the Joe and Anthony Show, host St. Patty's Day soiree for Monday, March 19th, 2018. Thank you to our West Coast listener for this title suggestion. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Visit his website at incompetech.com.
Compaytech.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Shit.
You got it, Anthony.
There you go. What about
Thanks,
Joe?
Thanks, Betty.
You
Joe
got it,
it,
Joe.
Joe's got it, too.
Yeah. So how was your day today, Anthony?
It was all right. Nothing too exciting going on today, but it worked. It was a Monday. But not a bad Monday, so that's always a good thing.
That's good. That's a plus.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of... Weather's been a little freaky around here lately, so... I guess we're...
Freaky deaky.
So, yeah, it's been getting chilly in the mornings, but hasn't been too bad. And right now we're dealing with allergies. Allergies suck.
Yeah. Makes things snotty, especially if you have sinus issues, because that's all this stuff is. It's all sinus.
Oh, definitely.
All the sinus is just overreacting to histamines that have been overreacting to whatever the body is overreacting to.
Which is a whole shitload of pollen around here. That's really the issue, is just we're just inundated with pollen.
Today has been a day off for me.
Oh, there you go.
I needed it. It's been a rough weekend. It's been a rough week.
Yeah.
So
that bad.
Today has been a Florida lifestyle kind of day.
There you go.
We got a fun, very, very fun show for you tonight.
We've got something for you tonight.
We're going to talk a lot about, we're going to talk a lot about politics, too.
Yeah, we try to avoid politics, but apparently I guess we're going to talk about it tonight.
But we're going to talk about it.
All right.
Because it needs to happen.
It needs to happen, I guess.
Even if we're Even if it's only recreational for us, right?
Recreational politics. It's like recreational marijuana. Oh, Jesus. So, you know, Putin got reelected fourth term.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and which makes one question. Did Russia hack their own elections? Oh, I don't have a drum roll. I have that instead. The in-studio audience seemed to enjoy it. So
yes.
Yeah, so go figure. Putin got reelected and...
Rootin' tootin' Putin.
So the rumors will continue and Russia will continue to get blamed and... Who knows? Who knows if it is Russia, if it isn't Russia? It could have been Scandinavia. It could have been Sweden, for all we know.
If you're currently in Russia and you're listening to this and you want to give us a call... Well, if you speak English and you want to give us a call, do so at 813-327-8566.
Yeah.
We'll be happy to take your call. And if you have to reverse the charges, well, that's another story.
Yeah, we won't be doing that. That would definitely be... a dropped call.
There we go. So what's going on with the California lawmakers pushing for lower recreational marijuana taxes? Is that how I'm looking at that?
Yeah, you are correct. Apparently in California, the tax on recreational marijuana sales is ridiculous. And some people are actually seeing it as high as 50% in some localities.
Holy shit.
Yeah, 50% tax. So if you're paying, if you want to buy $100 worth of weed, if you have $100 to buy weed, you have to buy $50 worth, and the rest will just get eaten up in taxes in some state.
That makes me want to just go back to my dealer.
I know. Well, and that's kind of the point. So this comes from High Times Magazine, AJ Harrington. They are looking, the lawmakers are looking to reduce the black market sales. Clearly, like you said, people don't want to pay half of their purchase price of marijuana in taxes. So they would prefer just to go ahead and go to their dealer that they've probably been seeing for the past decade or two. But yeah, 50%, the growers pay a tax, and then you get like a 50% retail tax, and then there's additional locality taxes, and then there's a sales tax on top of it. God bless California. Oh, jeez, that's a big cash register, that's for sure.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, my God, I know, right? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah. Oof. Yeah, that's... I don't know what it looks like here in Florida because I don't do the whole thing with the dispensaries and stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of questionable.
But here in Illinois, it's still medical.
It's still medical in Illinois? All right.
And, you know, finally, there's opening up the conditions to get a card. I have not participated in it, only because I really haven't been to my main primary doctor. I don't even know if my primary doctor would prescribe it. It'd probably be worth a try. But in the meantime, from what I've heard, the Republican governor candidate, Bruce Rauner, is not excited about opening up medical marijuana for recreational or any other further purposes.
I find that so, and that would so help Illinois and especially the city of Chicago with their budget crunch.
It's the morality police.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck the morality police. You're in the Midwest. Get the fuck over it and deal with it. Jesus.
Yeah,
so,
well.
Speaking of recreational marijuana, or RMJ, as I seem to like to call it this week, this one comes from High Times again, from Nick Lindsay. Apparently in Connecticut, there is bill number 5458. And what this bill is proposing to allow is anyone over the age of 21, they will be allowed to buy recreational marijuana from any cannabis retailer. So clearly it has to be an authorized cannabis retailer. You just can't go buy from your dealer and it be legal. So they can collect those 50% in taxes. They are actually, which I find exciting, because this seems to be a thing that's very hard for states to pass. Weed lounges. Connecticut may very well have weed lounges.
I would love that, you know, especially if it's the kind of lounge where you can really lounge, per se, in a chair, not a club or a dancey kind of shit.
Well, I'm sure if they allowed it, I'm sure you can find a weed lounge that would fit your personal experience it would be, requirement, your high requirement for experience. So if you're not up for a dance club, I'm sure they have weed lounges for the where middle-aged men go sit and just kind of veg out in dark spaces.
Yeah,
oh, wait, that used to be bathhouses.
And red lights.
Yeah, red lights. Oh, boy. I don't think that's a weed lounge. I think that's something else. I think that's a bathhouse.
So, but anyways, so you have one other feature in this story that is interesting.
Yes, yes. And then people, residents of Connecticut, can grow, if House Bill 5458 passes, they can grow up to 6 plants for personal use.
Huh. Wow. And the plants can be any size, too, from what it can see.
6 plants. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It didn't seem to indicate that there was any big restriction on it. There very well might be, but either which way, you can grow 6 personal marijuana plants in Connecticut if this bill actually makes it through. Now, making it through, of course, is a whole different story.
And of course.
We'll just have to keep an eye on it and see what happens.
Yeah.
What about you, Joe?
So,
what you got going?
Well, it's time for Joe's Corner Talk, and I'm going to take a sip of wine before I do all this talking. And I bet you a whole bunch of politicians right now are taking sips of wine in anticipation of what is going to be a crazy bloodbath of political mudslinging, even more so. The polls open at 7 a.m., or no, 6 a.m., sorry,
wow,
6 a.m. Central.
Really?
6 a.m. Central, they're opening. And you go and you. I think this is where you declare you're Democratic or you're Republican.
Oh, see, in Florida, we have to register like a few months before the actual primary.
Well, if you declare a Republican ballot, you probably won't get much.
I declare nobody on the Republican
ballot. You won't get any
ballot?
Of the judges. Yeah, you
really?
Won't get any of the judges.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got to do some research. Oh, I got a message. I wonder if this
message.
Is a listener generated message.
Or did your is it your glass of wine saying I'm running low, I need more wine?
The listener says Monsanto needs to start making genetically engineered jumbo sized weed plants. I agree. I don't know why I agree, but I just agree. Anyways, if you're an Illinois resident, you should go and vote. You should just go and vote.
You should not go get Monsanto giant-sized weed plants.
No.
Those are not allowed in the state of Illinois.
No.
Thank you,
well,
listener.
They're probably allowed in certain... If you're a certain type of listener who owns a growing facility, perhaps you can own one of these kinds of plants. But anyways... Moving on. The unspoken rules of social media. So, there's, you know, I've discovered Snapchat in particular has a very highly tuned culture and way of communicating with people that's... It's kind of scary because it becomes a back channel. Becomes a back channel to... Maybe something you might not have heard.
Uh-oh. Is this Joe's kinky corner?
No. No, not at all. Not at all.
No, okay.
Just on the professional front, I'll just say that much. Things that were said. Quite angry things that were said, apparently.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, but, you know, shit happens. Life happens, folks. You know, you're not...
About you? Was this said about
you? If you need to be warned that you're going to be fired, then you got to think about why it is that you were fired. And if you didn't pay attention, then that's not on us.
Yeah, usually getting fired usually doesn't come out of the blue. Getting laid off comes out of the blue for a lot of people.
True.
But getting fired is old. Usually you kind of know you're going to get fired. You know when your boss isn't happy. So we have, let's see, the unspoken rule of social media. Let's see.
Well, and that's what I was getting to, though, is the whole information is presented in such a way that it's back, it's behind your back. It really is, because you don't find out about it until a little bit later.
No, you don't.
Right? Because you're never really live for that kind of thing.
No, we don't. Yeah, that's true.
But I made a post on the Chip Skipper account about all those apps that you might use to figure out your personality and determine what your favorite color is and how big your dick is and what your favorite fruit is, all that shit.
Kumquats.
Well, it's... Folks, it's no good. Don't do it. Stop. Because you're probably giving corporations huge amounts of data about
you. Huge amounts of data. Huge.
You're giving them everything that's in your Facebook profile.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
That's all I can say.
That's all you can say.
So gas.
Gas, yes.
I don't drive, but you know what? I still need to pay attention to it because sometimes it can affect fuel delivery surcharges and all that kind of nonsense.
Oh, yeah. It affects a whole bunch of things. I mean, that's...
But this is from March 11th, so yes. It hasn't been updated uber recently, but somewhat recently.
Uh-huh.
Tampa was 249, and it's down to 243, which is a 2% drop. Chicago was 269 and stayed the same.
Oh, wow. There you go.
And finally, Champaign enjoyed some gas relief.
Champaign had some relief.
They were at 255. There you go. Yeah, down to 243.
Sweet.
So congratulations once again to the GEO for your very successful strike. And you got a decent contract, right?
Yep, they got a decent contract. And the sound, that's our 3-minute warning before we get to your news, Joe.
Yeah.
We have a little warning sound.
So does that mean we need to pull a certain type of wheel?
Yeah, but let me get the wheel out here.
Okay.
I gotta find
it. You gotta roll it out from that dusty corner that you keep it in.
Yeah, it's kinda yeah, it's kinda bad. All right,
it's
I got
probably
the
where the wheel wobbles, it looks like it's
yeah, it does wobble pretty bad. All right, go ahead and give me a turn on the wheel.
Oh,
that was a fun wheel. There it went. We're going to have to pay for that ceiling eventually. They're going to charge us a lot for it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Our random news story of the night comes from KSBW-TV in California. There's been a lot of push to arm teachers in public school, and tonight's random news winner provides an example of, well, why we shouldn't. Dennis, a reserve police officer of 11 years and a teacher, was teaching a course about gun safety for his Administration of Justice class when, while pointing a gun at the ceiling, it went off while Dennis was making sure it wasn't loaded. It was loaded. One 17-year-old boy suffered moderate injuries
wow.
when fragments from the bullet ricocheted off of the ceiling and lodged into his neck. The teacher was about to use the gun for a demonstration
Holy
about how
crap.
To disarm someone. Yeah. Dennis was placed on administrative leave from his teaching position at the high school and was also placed on administrative leave from the local police department. Yep. The city police chief told KSBW that he has concerns about why Dennis was displaying a loaded firearm in a classroom, and the department will be looking into it. Teachers are not legally allowed to have firearms in California classrooms, even if they do have a concealed carry permit. Back to you, Betty.
Ooh.
And that's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
That's not the right Betty. Betty, where are
Listen
you?
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From WRFU, the World Labor Hour. And, all new from archive.org, Tech News Daily by Tom Merritt. From Radio4All.net, CPR News with Don Daybar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio,
Yay.
Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and
Dubose.
Upfront Soul with Sanguine Fromage. Visit Chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule.
Well, thank you, Betty. Oh boy, man, we are all kind of blustered tonight with the weather.
It's a conflustering night.
Yes. So, if you're currently Yeah. It's time for your Sharp weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently 37 degrees and mostly cloudy and breezy. The humidity is at 70%. Winds are out of the north at 25, gusting to 31. Barometer is at 29.87. Dew point is at 28. That's a nice bottle.
Got a big bottle.
Visibility is 10 miles and wind chill is 25. Tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 29, plus 30, with a northeast wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting as high as 35. So hold on to something. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 37. Breezy with a northeast wind 20 to 25 with gusts as high as 30. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. So blustery with a northeast wind 15 to 20. You know, blustery is just not a word you want to hear right about now.
You're not really.
It's going to be April and it's going to be nice and warm and it's still fucking blustery.
Not anymore.
Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 37, north-northeast winds around 15. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 28, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Ooh.
And that's your Chiampa Chicago weather, Anthony. And now, play that bumper.
And now, for the news!
Are you okay? Oh my goodness. We've got the giggleness.
When I paired music with stories, I was like, oh, this is perfect.
Good. Well, you know what? That's important, though, you know? I like having those types of perfect matchups.
Because you know what? Yay.
Yay.
Even the cheese be like, hey, cheese lives matter.
Ooh, uh-oh.
From our friend Ben Hooper. Organizers of the Big Cheese Festival in England apologize to attendees after running out of a key ingredient for the celebration. Cheese!
Wow, must have been popular.
The organizers were inundated with complaints on social media after the Saturday event unexpectedly ran out of cheese. Despite promising a plethora of the finest international cheesemakers and mongers showcasing their amazing cheeses. The festival was also billed as including a range of bars serving craft beers, liquor and wine, hipster stuff it sounds like, plus live comedy, local bands, and cheesy DJs performing a selection of jazz, funk, and R&B. Organizers said in a Facebook post on Sunday that the weather prevented some cheese vendors, as well as some of the performers, from attending.
Wow.
After reading through some of the comments on social media, we are just as disappointed as yourselves that the event was disrupted by the adverse weather conditions. The Facebook post said, "We have carried out many successful events previously and we have never been in this situation before. We take great pride in what we do and we take the opinion of our customers very seriously."
Oh my goodness.
But now get this. So if you want to go next year, you get 50% off admission.
Oh, there you go. So you can get a little bit off of that. So that's not too bad.
But they ran out of cheese.
Yeah, well, maybe next year they'll have more cheese.
You just need to have more cheese, folks. Yeah. But anyways, moving on.
Moving on. Here's the moving on button. There we go.
It may sound like Florida lifestyle music.
It is Florida lifestyle. I think it is. It's close to it.
Let me tell you, this bottle is finally going to get to enjoy the Florida lifestyle because it has been floating around for over 100 years.
Really? Wow.
And it just goes to show you.
That's exciting.
It just goes to show you a bottle is a pretty time-tested container.
Apparently it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
by Sam
awesome.
Howard.
Hi,
from
Sam
our
Howard.
Friends at UPI.
Hi, UPI.
Mm-hmm. Don't sue us.
Please don't sue us.
March 6th, a Perth family made an unintentional discovery earlier this year on a Western Australian beach. The world's oldest message in a bottle. It was a gin bottle, found on a beach a bit north of Wedge Island. It bore a 132-year-old message dated June 12th, 1886.
Ooh.
Tanya saw the bottle and thought it would make for a neat decoration on her bookcase. She said, in a Western Australian Museum relief. The note inside, however, disclosed the bottle's intended purpose. German seafarers asked discoverers to record their coordinates and the finding date before returning the bottle and note to Hamburg's German National Observatory or the closest German consulate.
Oh, see, there you go. So they had to return it then. I mean, at least one would assume that, you know, if they weren't assholes about it, they'd return it.
The note was part of a 69-year German experiment that included thousands of bottles and messages discarded into oceans to chart currents and find quick shipping channels. More than 650 notes have been found in return, but the message discovered in Australia was the first one found since 1934, so that's been a long time. Yeah, researchers think the Illman bottle likely washed up onto the Australian shore within a year of being tossed into the ocean. Then it probably became buried under damp sand until storm surge or other weather event cleared the layer away. Wow. So the Western Australian Museum confirmed the message's legitimacy, making it the oldest message in a bottle ever found, breaking the previous record of 108 years. The family has since loaned the note and bottle to the museum. Wow.
Oh,
that's
how
pretty
about
cool.
That? Alrighty.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Okay. Let me find the move on button. There's the move on button. There you go.
Yeah. With the way political commercials are flying around on TV around the country, in primaries all over the world, it's almost like an overexcited dog wagging away at all the nonsense. In the Dog-Eat-Dog World of U.S. Politics by John Herskovich, a 3-year-old wired-haired Vizsla in Kansas was scratching his head and behind his ears after being denied a chance to run for governor, his owner said on Tuesday. The Kansas man, who registered his dog, named Angus, for governor, said the Secretary of State's office has halted the campaign to put his boot in politics. His platform was going to be free Chuck It balls for life, said Taryn of Hutchinson. He is a little heartbroken and a little relieved because he doesn't have to go to all those pointless debates.
This guy can't be serious.
Woolley said by telephone. Woolley said he registered Angus after reading news reports that teenagers had filed candidacy paperwork and there were almost no requirements on who could run, which is true in that particular state of Kansas. But there is at least one, a dog, cannot run for governor, Kansas Secretary of State spokesman.
That's probably
Samantha
a good
Potter
thing.
Said
That's probably statement. A good thing.
Kansas statute and the Kansas Constitution make repeated references to a person being governor. One person running for governor is Kris Kobach, a Republican who is Secretary of State. I am sure that Kobach is scared to lose to Angus in the general election.
I think I would be too. That's kind of,
You know, but here's the thing. There is, like, so much fighting, like, within the Democratic pack, for instance. It's just disgusting.
It is, but what are you going
to
say?
It's just, it's huge. But I'll be excited. I'm excited to go vote. After we get done with the show, I'm going to finalize my selections.
All right.
Do all my finalizing research.
There you go.
Make
Fantastic.
Sure I choose the correct candidates. And you know, all the judges, I say no.
I say no too to all the judges.
Yep.
I don't like judges. So, all right.
So that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
All right. Thanks, Joe, I think.
You're welcome.
Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated, on-air, spelled with an H, Fang Flatulin, fake Christian chicken exploding streaming experience? Visit Chiampa, CHIAMPA.info to find out how.
How?
I don't have anything for this way out. So hang tight, folks. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
Hello, my hair is poofy.
This is Joe, your host.
Is it now?
EED Chiampa Radio.
Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Radio Free Internet, sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod, incompetech.com.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Chiampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that when lightning strikes, it can reach up to 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit? Did you know that about 90% of the world's population kisses? And did you know that the average speed of a skydiver is 124 miles an hour? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Betty.
Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's Crazy Florida News. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Certified Nurses Day, National Chocolate Caramel Day, National Let's Laugh Day, National Poultry Day. Now go grab your bongs, bitches,
like
so
Alexa.
We can get started with Anthony's Crazy Florida.
Okay.
Okay, Betty, thanks for cutting yourself off, I guess. Is
yeah,
Betty dead?
Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
There you go.
Yeah, you better just move on.
All right. It's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA.
Hold on a moment. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast at 73 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 87%. The dew point is 69 and visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 20% chance of storms after 8, patchy fog after 5 in the morning, and otherwise it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 70. On Tuesday, we have a 70% chance of storms in the morning with patchy fog. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 79 and windy with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Yep, exactly. Tuesday night will be breezy, showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 57. And then on Wednesday, will be breezy and sunny with a high near 67. Wednesday night, breezy and mostly clear with a low around 51. And that's your Cheyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And I guess now we're moving on to our crazy Florida news.
Ooh.
Yeah, hold
on. You need a bumper.
I do need a bumper. I may have to work on a bumper. We'll see what we can do for a bumper. All right. So I seem to be hacking right now because I'm snotty from all the allergies. So you'll have to work through me for my little moments of pauses. So tonight's Parent of the Year award recipient goes to our first Florida news story of the night. WFTS Action News ABC Tampa Bay brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the night. So, her name was So, who's So, was 39, was cruising down Bayshore Boulevard one night in her Honda Sport Utility Vehicle, enjoying herself on a late evening Wednesday evening drive after fueling and filling up at the Circle K. Unfortunately for So, a Port St. Lucie police officer also noticed So approaching an intersection in her Honda Sport utility vehicle, driving at 10 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone.
So was so slow.
How slow was So? So was so slow that So was driving 10 miles an hour with 4 flat tires. Yeah, So wasn't going anywhere fast. When the officer approached I don't even think he had to pull her over. He just approached her. He noticed a child in the back seat. The officer said in the report that they could smell alcohol coming from So's vehicle. Yeah, no. When questioned about the state of her vehicle, So said there was nothing wrong with her SUV, according to police reports. So is always So just messing me up because it's difficult. So failed a field sobriety test and was taken into custody, officers say. An employee at the Circle K on Bayshore Boulevard initially tipped off the police about So appearing extremely intoxicated when she visited the store earlier that evening. So is charged with driving under the influence and child neglect. She was booked into the St. Lucie County Jail and released on bond in Florida's DUI Catch and Release Program. Yeah, how about that? Go So. Goodbye, So. Bye, So. We are now moving on to a news story with somebody with a less confusing name when reading a news story. Our next news story comes from ABC Channel 3 WEAR WEAR TV Pensacola and brings us a drunken woman, a petting zoo, and a goat. Come on, it's a goat story. According to this, I still want a comfort goat.
You want a comfort goat?
I want a comfort goat now.
A little pet miniature comfort goat.
No, I want a full-size comfort goat, and I'm going to fly with that son of a bitch. According to a Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office arrest report, deputies responded to the 4700 block of Lynn Road in Milton, Florida, in response to a disturbance.
Once on the scene, deputies made contact with a man who told them that his aunt, Jan, had gone inside a barn on the property to go hold a goat. Yep, she wanted to hold a goat. So Jan went to go hold a goat in the barn, but Jan was also intoxicated. So she fell on the goat instead of actually holding the goat. Yeah, so when the drunken, intoxicated, falling on the goat woman was attempted to be removed from the bar by her nephew, she punched him in the chest 3 times and then shoved him into a barn stall door, according to the arrest report. The man's wife told deputies that she was in the barn at the time and witnessed the altercation. According to the arrest report, Jan was located by deputies after several minutes on the side of the barn and was not responsive or alert. Wait, if she was on the side of the barn, it took them seven minutes to find her on the side of the barn. This is why things in Florida happen. Yeah, 7 minutes to go around the side of the barn. Once she was awakened, she became combative and attempted to strike the deputies.
So what was she like then?
She was something. I don't know. They didn't have a video. They didn't have a reenactment video on it either. And our listeners wouldn't know what the fuck you were talking about in the first place. she was arrested for domestic violence-related battery and transported to the Santa Rosa County Jail, where she is being held on $250 bond. Yeah. All right. Sorry, folks. It's been too chilly for Florida nakedness. But spring break is getting underway, so we should have some doozies coming up soon. Instead, yeah, you know spring break is always a fun time for Florida news stories. So instead, feast on this tidbit from clickorlando.com, where a pair of Floridians didn't quite think their plan all the way through. The security cameras in a home in D-Land detected motion, and the homeowner believed... where the hell happened? This is so poorly written, I must have been drunk. Some shit happened at a home in D-Land, so the homeowner called the police. Deputies went to the residence and saw a red Lincoln Navigator attempting to leave the area. A stop was conducted, and the driver, 28-year-old John, and passenger Derek, told the deputy that they had just picked up some clothes from the victim's home, according to reports. The deputy said he could... She could see a marijuana grinder in the center console, a vacuum, a window AC unit, a flat screen television, and heater in the back seat. Jesus Christ.
Damn.
It's like the Beverly Hillbillies. An empty jar of Ragu spaghetti sauce was also on the passenger seat, according to the report. Someone got a little hungry while they were driving around. Deputies said both men initially denied burglaring the victim's home, instead saying that Derek told John that he had lived at the home and needed a ride there to retrieve some clothes and clearly other items. The home reeked of smoke when deputies entered it, and a pot of spaghetti sauce was found burning on the stove with a smoldering white washcloth placed near the burner. The deputy extinguished the poopy flames and then continued searching the home for other tomfuckery. Both men were charged with unarmed burglary, grand theft, and arson. John is being held on $25,500 bond, and Derry is being held without bond because officials say he violated his probation. And that's all your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shinepaw Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566 and hang out with these two idiots.
Hi,
be a
that's
part
us.
Of this unique studio experience. And now go grab your bongs,
Joe's
bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Now grab onto something because here it comes. Woohoo. It's the Plethora Discussion Segment. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Betty. The way you're working on that sucker over there, Joe, I think we need to get you a date. Because let me tell you, you were going to town on that fucking thing. I swear, I'm like sitting over, I'm like, oh, dude, should I turn the camera off or something? I don't need to look. I can let you be.
No, it's one of these Tootsie Pop thingies, and when you chew it, you get that delicious chocolate center.
I see. Yes, yes. Okay, we can go. We'll go with that. We shall go with that. So, where are we at here?
We're at Plethora, and it's time for twofer, or in this case, three for Monday.
Three for Monday. Oh, there's a three for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize any of these, so these are probably yours.
Darker earlier, lighter later, because we got now all this crazy time change.
So do you realize that if Florida adopts permanent daylight savings time, that we will actually be 2 hours behind?
I know.
In one part of the year.
Well, and I would be fine with doing the show at 6.
I don't know what time. I would probably still do it at 8 Eastern. We would still do it 8 Eastern. We would follow New York time.
Yep.
You would do it at the same time. I would just have to do it, I guess, an hour later or an hour earlier or however that works
out. No, I would do it. I would have to do it at 6.
No, if we do it New York Eastern time, it doesn't affect you.
Oh, but then what time would you do it?
I would have to do it at whatever time would be 8 o'clock Eastern, the normal Eastern time, New York time.
That would be
so I would like probably half the year I would do it at 7 o'clock and half the year I would do it at maybe 6 o'clock? I don't know.
That is so confusing.
Yeah, and I think we would always be an hour behind New York or part of the time we'd be behind New York and we'd be in time with New York and it would just be such a fucking mess. I hope.
And then, how about our friends in other parts of the world, like in Germany or Ireland?
Oh Lord, God, forget that. They would never be able to figure that shit out. Are you kidding me? It would just be an absolute mess.
How about radio stations? That's another key thing. Radio and television stations—they're going to have a real hard time with making that switch over,
right?
No. Although, what do they do in Indiana now?
Well, but see, Indiana is standard time. See, the problem if we go to daylight savings time all year round is that part of the year we are on Atlantic time. See, Indiana goes between Central and Eastern time. We would go between Eastern and Atlantic time.
Which is another hour.
Which is another hour out in the middle of nowhere. I don't think anyone's on Atlantic time. We'd be the only ones on Atlantic time. Maybe Iceland or Sealand or something. I don't know.
That's reduck-a-dunk.
Isn't it?
Well, you know what else is reduck-a-dunk?
What?
The political ads, Ring of Fire.
Oh, my God.
I get probably now at least 4 voicemails a day.
Do you really?
Yes. They figured out how to use the Comcast voicemail system.
Oh, boy.
Because you know, it clearly comes up like, you know, bleep, it's friends of blankety blank. It's friends of blinkety blink.
Oh,
it's
so they use the internal system. I wonder if Comcast might consider that abuse. Have you considered contacting Comcast about that?
Really?
That might be abuse of a mail system. They might actually just be sitting there and just randomly dialing numbers into it. To like just send it out,
like
to
sending out
number.
A group distribution list.
Yep, exactly. They may be using it inappropriately. I would definitely contact Comcast about that.
Really?
Next time it happens, I would do that.
Well, I'm sure when I get there on Wednesday. Although I don't know, would it be too late? No, not really.
No, not really.
I mean,
they may be subscribed to a service from Comcast that lets them. Comcast may have a marketing arm that sells them that ability. But if they're doing it on their own, then that's abuse. They will get shut down for that shit. Of course, they've probably already been shut down, but I would still call about it.
Yeah, it's like click bleep. It's friends of bleep bleep bleep. Hello, my name is... And then it goes on for like 2 fucking minutes or 3 fucking minutes. It's like, seriously? Are you kidding me? None of these people have the time and patience to listen to this bullshit.
You know what, though? We do have a message.
We do? Yeah.
You have one new message. Press 1 for new messages.
Take a listen.
First message.
Hey, this is Dick White. I'm glad over here at the Chicago studios, they finally got some good champagne.
Dick White sounds a lot like Chip Skipper. I think Dick White needs to work a little bit on that voice tonight.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press 5 to repeat the current message.
I think Dick White had
message.
A little too much.
Press 7 to delete this message.
Right,
which
we'll
folder
it.
Should I save
I
this message? 1. Save 2. Old. Messages. No more messages. Goodbye.
Oh, that's it. That's all.
Well, hey, Dick White. Thanks for reporting back to us.
Yeah, thanks, Dick White.
Uh-oh. I think we have a listener-generated message.
Oh.
Wait, that was a drunk Comcast request you forgot. No. Maybe. Who knows?
So,
Comcast is so expensive.
They are.
I'm sorry. They all are.
Spectrum is too. Bright House was really good, but then they got bought out by Spectrum, and now that's been good. It used to be like 40, and now it's 70 bucks for me. It's ridiculous.
Eek. Eek.
It's terrible.
So, Anthony, I have had a Pepperidge Farm fix. It is disturbing. I finished one bag of those strawberry-filled centered sugar cookies within an hour.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I only get those cookies on Monday. I can't have those cookies any other day of the week. Because if I do, I need to have at least, like, 20 bags of them. Each day, so that I'll probably get tired of it after two bags, and then I won't want them anymore. Isn't that sad? And anyways,
that is
sad.
That I'm sorry.
When
I'm
I wrote
to
this,
do something here with my thingy, Bob. So you had
when I wrote this, I was dreaming of having a 7-Eleven attack where I would go and get more delicious Pepperidge Farm goodness and maybe more champagne. But I decided tonight is done. I am not going out. Folks, let me tell you what the craziness is. This morning, sometime around 5 to 6 a.m. this morning, between an hour's time span, 10 people within a square block radius were carjacked or hijacked or held up or robbed.
Really? Wow. Yeah, I saw you sent a message about that.
Yes.
Wow.
That shit is freaking scaring the shit out of me.
Yeah,
I want to go out.
Me too. No. In all honesty, I've kind of delayed our a visit to Chicago because of some of the shit that's been going on over there.
And a lot of it is happening in communities that are not
bad. You lost your microphone.
I did. Yeah, this arm needs replacing. He is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so, it's a shame. I wish I'd known the one that made the arm that I have. They were having a going out of business sale not too long ago. Anywho.
Ooh. I muted. That was a good reflex mute.
Oh, good for you.
Reflex so, but yeah, that's the state of things here in Chicago. And it's, you know, even daytime and morning time can be dangerous. Doesn't matter. It doesn't happen just at night. It happens anytime. I just realized I had Roger turned up a little bit. I hope nobody heard that.
I don't think anyone heard that. I didn't hear it.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
So wow, that's
folks,
crazy.
You know, we got a few minutes until the ugly lights come on. I guess if you did call, you could make it like a 20-second comment at 813-327-8566. Or you can call next time, too, and I think you can leave a message.
Yeah, you can always leave a message.
Yeah, you could leave a message for one of our personalities.
Just like Dick White did.
Yeah, Dick White, I think he was the one that drank all the wine.
You think so?
Yep.
I've heard that he's a bit of an alcoholic.
Only on Mondays. Yeah.
Everyone around the studio is an alcoholic on Mondays here. Gotta be.
I'm looking forward to Tuesday, though, where I can just hopefully relax and sleep
in. See, unfortunately for me, my week has just begun.
My week starts on Wednesday. And it ends on Sunday.
There you go.
Yes. But we got some interesting news coming up for you next time on the show. Oh, and hopefully I can get this guy that I've been following to come on the show at some point.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Kind of I'm following what he does. I like what he does.
Okay.
He posts a lot of cool stuff about unions and just alternate things to think about other than the fucking Democratic and Republican parties.
There you go.
Right?
What happened to my ugly lights? The ugly light,
I don't know.
The ugly light thingy is broken.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Although, that's like...
Oh, I see. Windows 10 wants to ask how I wish to open this file, because Windows 10 is being a big, big cunt bucket.
Idiot. Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. Hey, folks. The LED lights took a while to trigger on, about 40 seconds. But I hear someone yelling down the hallway, too, so apparently Windows 10's update recently is... caused some havoc.
Oh, shit.
I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just Joe says, oh, supporting us in your special little snowflake way. Or
yes.
Whatever the hell's going on around here. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Ooh,
boy.
Oh, hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I really hope you listen to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony show on Shyper Radio. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I play some intriguing science, language programs, some jazzy stuff, some techno stuff, all organized, all sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern, unless it's Atlantic or some other crazy time zone. Wow, Anthony, so much awesome. Thank you. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays questionable programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that's sure to make your coffee percolate if you haven't listened to her before. She needs some new tracks. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 till 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Really? Wow, Anthony. So much awesome programming.
Programming.
Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure to tune in on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet radio station, which is Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.info. Listen live. Check out the Joe and Anthony Pass shows. Our Facebook and Twitter links, and see our most current broadcast schedule there. Also, too, you can tune in on TuneIn Radio. Just do a search for Shyampa, Chiampa.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Piccolo
Partugula. Whatever the hell it is. All right.
Oh, Piccolo Portentia. Yeah.
Piccolo Portentia. Well, this was an interesting episode.
It sure was.
I kind of don't know what's going on, but I guess that's part of the fun.
I feel like the time warp situation again and again.
Yeah, that does have a tendency to happen from time to time.
I feel like we've passed through a crazy black hole lately.
Black hole.
Seriously. Like the earth has gone through a shredder.
A shredder. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week, unless further notice allows otherwise. Check out our blog at www.shyampa.info. Stay tuned for updates on Amy.
Yes.
That's from last week. Remember, folks, don't accidentally discharge your Chinese or your cheese in the bottle while driving around on flat tires after electing a canine goat with spaghetti sauce in its beard. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an old episode of This Way Out with a Giant E.
And that's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.